Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, unfortunately, the violence in the Middle East is continuing. The latest development is that Israeli ground forces and artillery are standing by as of the start of the show. They had not gone into Gaza, but rockets continue to rain down on Israel. Here is an analogy. Suppose there were people, I'm here in Milwaukee, suppose there were people in Hales Corners or Franklin or Brookfield or Brown Deer or Whitefish Bay who launched over 1,000 missiles into Milwaukee. And we had an Iron Dome that kept a lot of them away, but some would just hit places. They might hit the Pabst Theater. They might hit the Performing Arts Center. They might hit a church. They might hit anything. You can't function that way. And this response of these rockets is disproportionate to the underlying alleged provocation, which was the eviction of, now it looks like, 6 families from housing, which they do not own and is in the courts. And the Israeli Supreme Court has put a hold on it anyway. And then a police presence in Jerusalem at a site that's holy to Muslims, Jews, and Christians, and to me. And the idea is that everybody can worship as he sees fit there. And the fact that there was a presence of police and the evictions sparked an uprising and well over 1,000 missiles. Now, nobody gets any pleasure out of the military action to stop that, but you cannot have a city that's taking more than 1,000 missiles into the city and killing people. You can't have it. The problem is that in the Palestinian territory, Gaza is a strip on the coast. It's separated from the West Bank. The West Bank right now is not involved in this. The head of the Palestinian Authority suspended their presidential election. And this is directed to Hamas, which is and to the Islamic Jihad, which are right there in Gaza. They're on the water, on the Mediterranean, so they can smuggle in rockets. They are supported by Iran. They get these rockets from Syria. Rockets have to be removed. They cannot be used against civilians. Now, Joe Biden did exactly what he should have, exactly what I would have done. And he said, look, we stand by Israel and we stand by its right to defend itself. No civilized state can tolerate that kind of rocket attack. Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, and a couple of other squad members, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, and somebody else, not Ayanna Pressley from Boston, held a press conference attacking Biden. I want to say something to my friends in the Progressive Caucus and on the progressive side. You spend more time attacking Democrats than Republicans. You'll go through the motions. You'll say Trump is bad. Of course, yeah, he is bad. You may say Ron Johnson is bad. Yeah, okay. And then you gloss over that. And what you do is you field primary candidates against good, solid mainstream Democrats. You fight within the party. Your positions on issues are not the Democratic Party position. We are not a socialist party. You are. We do not believe in boycott, divest, and sanction to eliminate Israel through economic pressure. You do. That is no place in the Democratic Party. You use words like defund the police. You don't mean it. I understand that. But it gets jammed down the throats of excellent Democrats who are holding on to seats, for instance, in Norfolk, Virginia, Richmond, Virginia, and elsewhere. So you can't stop anybody from saying things, and nor do I want to. But the more that AOC and her buddies attack Joe Biden, who quite frankly right now is to the left of any Democratic president who ever existed, it's wrong. And it's very, very hurtful to the party. And it leads a lot of mainstream Democrats like myself to say you're not in our party. And you're using the Democratic label to get elected. If you didn't have that, you wouldn't be elected. But then start acting like Democrats. and lay off this president who's doing a great job, doing a very great job. We're going to Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, suburb of Milwaukee, in Milwaukee County. They have a problem there. They had a police officer that shot three people. You know what the Common Council did? They paid him over $100,000 to go away. They didn't fire him. They didn't discipline him. And then he got picked up by law enforcement, and he's, by picked up, what I mean is he's been hired by law enforcement in Waukesha County. This was all wrong, but it has just come out that the Wauwatosa police had an internal report or memo designating what they called high value targets for investigation. Nobody asked them to do it. High value targets for investigation. They were political targets. You know who number one on the list was? Dennis McBride, the mayor of Wauwatosa. It's a nonpartisan office. And actually, he stood up for the police. What do the Wauwatosa police think they're doing? They are a military organization. If you did that on my ship in the Navy, and you said that the admiral or the captain was a high value target for investigation, I got news. You'd be in the brig. You'd be in the brig before you were court-martialed. The next one on the list, David Bowen, a state representative. Who does the Wauwatosa police think they are? Designated a state representative as a high-value target. Other high-value targets were Tiffany Henry and Khalil Coleman, activists who were present at a demonstration at Officer Mensa's house. That's the name of the guy that shot the three people. Protesting, exercising their First Amendment rights, and they are the subject of high value target designation. There has to be a consequence of this. Somebody has to be fired for this. I remember in Madison in the 1970s, those of you who are there may remember this, the Madison police got out of control during the Vietnam riots, anti-Vietnam riots, and they had a thing called the Affinity Squad. They dressed in wigs, they pretended to be hippies. You know, they'd go in and people would be smoking marijuana and being against the war in Vietnam, they'd arrest them. Who told them they could do that? Nobody could tell them they could do that. The police are a military organization. They're subject to the control of civilian authorities. In Wisconsin, that's the Police and Fire Commission, the Common Council, and the mayor. There has got to be a reckoning. The vast majority of good police officers have to have our full support. But you have people who are going rogue. They are going rogue. The guy shot Jacob Blake in the back. Nothing happened to him. He's reinstated. U.S. attorney, when Biden appoints one in Milwaukee, has got to open that case up again. There has got to be an investigation in Wauwatosa, and people thought that they're going to designate the mayor of Wauwatosa and an assemblyman and two activists simply for being at a demonstration, not alleged to have done anything wrong. That will never happen again. That will never happen again. The police are not independent. If you had a couple of soldiers in the Army having their general, their commanding officer, their colonel, even their second lieutenant, their platoon leader, as a subject of investigation, they'd be court-martialed. They'd be court-martialed, and that's what should happen exactly analogously right now. No more high-value targets designated by the police alone. No more affinity squad relating back to Madison in the 1970s. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
She got down, but she never got touch. It's gonna make it.